This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're off and running as we get this one started. Clark missed a shot inside the lane. Cavaliers come up with a rebound. They'll head the other way and turn the ball over on a bad pass into the lane. So it'll go back to Auburn as they will set up wearing their white uniforms with their blue numerals, blue trim over on the wing. It'll go to Carly McKenzie. Back up top, she'll give it to Hannah Smith. Smith to McKenzie over on the right wing again, looking for Clark, who comes out to the head of the key to get the pass. They'll reverse it to Jade Landers over on the left wing. She'll dribble the ball back up and go up top to Hannah Smith. Ball reversal over to the right side to McKenzie. McKenzie goes into Clark. Clark with a little semi-hook off the glass, and it's good. Catrielle Clark, averaging about 15, 16 points a game. She's been doing that for 3, if not 4 years. The 6-foot senior gets the Trojans on the board. Back the other way, Griffith with the ball. Over to the side, it'll go to Sturt. She'll fire from the three-point line. It's an air ball, clearing everything. Coming down with a rebound is Alex Marchesa. They'll go back into Clark again. She'll go off the glass again, and she'll get another 2 points. So twice they've gone to bread and butter, and twice it's paid off for the Trojans. They lead 4-0. Sturt with the ball, takes it across, hits midcourt, and then passes cross-court to Sydney Bates. Bates on the dribble, leaves it for Olroyd. Olroyd steps inside and then cuts through as she passes the ball to Bates on the wing. Up top, it will go to Kenya. Kenya looking over on the wing to Olroyd. She'll go baseline underneath and shots up and good. Rachel Olroyd from an impossible position, left side underneath the backboard, is able to get it back up and get it in. It's 4-2. Trojans with the lead and the ball. They'll fire a three from long range over on the right side. No good. As they fight for the ball, it's going to be last touch by Jade Landers. Stoppage of the play, and one of the Trojans has the tire shoots. Cavies trailing 4-2, 5:41 to go here in the first quarter. The winner of tonight's game will move on to the Riverton Sectional, where they will play the winner of the Tri-City Regional. That's Barry Western and Buffalo Tri-City doing battle tonight at Buffalo Tri-City. Stewart with the ball over in front of the stage. She'll skip the pass all the way across, looking for Olroyd in the corner. Clark comes through, gets into the passing lane, knocks that one out of bounds. Cavies will inbound in front of the Auburn bench. 4-2, Auburn with the lead, Carlinville with the ball. Bates to Olroyd. 1-2-2 zone looks like for the Trojans. They'll look to go inside. The ball is poked away, but Bates comes away with it. She'll give the ball off to Kenya. Kenya goes inside to Griffith. Griffith pivots, can't find anybody, so she'll kick it back out to Kenya, head of the key for three. Goes off long and strong. There's Rolroyd, comes up with a rebound. She'll put it back up. It won't go. This time the Trojans come away with a rebound. Two misfires for the Cavaliers, and the Trojans come back down with the ball. Landers to Clark, off the glass, no good. Kenya with the rebound. She's trying to get rid of the ball and stumbles. Turnover number 2 on CHS. Got her feet tangled up just a wee bit. Taylor Wills, the 5'5 senior, going to enter the Cavalier lineup as Sturt will have a break. Over on the side is Hannah Smith. Her shot comes up short. However, the rebound is pulled down by Jade Landers as she tries to go back up. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line. This foul will go against Sydney Kenya. It'll be her first to the free throw line. Jade Landers. First free throw's up and good. She'll get another one. Tiemann will replace Kenya in the Cavalier lineup as Landers gets ready for her second free throw. She'll eye it. She'll try it. Nope, can't buy it. That's too strong. Fighting for the rebound. However, she comes down and gets her own rebound as she followed it off to the right. It bounded off long, and she got there before anybody else could. They'll reset the offense and fire a three-pointer for McKenzie. It won't go. Bates comes up with a rebound. Off to Olroyd it goes. Rachel's going to take it down quickly. Skip pass over to the other side to Will. She's going to drive the baseline. Stops into the double team. Almost lost control of the ball. Now the pass is deflected and stolen. Cavaliers with their third turnover of the game. Down the other way go the Trojans quickly. Shots up and good by Hannah Smith. Smith, who had 17 points the other night, picks up her first two. And quickly it's 7-2, Auburn with the lead. Olroyd on the drive. She's going down the right side. Poke check, sends the ball out of bounds off the hands of Hannah Smith. It'll be Cavie's ball as we approach the first or the half of the first quarter. Darren Denise says, let's take a timeout. If he takes one, we will too. 4:03 to go, first quarter, 7-2 Auburn. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Cavies turn the ball over on an errant pass. Back the other way into the lane they go to Catrielle Clark. And she does what she does best. Pumps one in from about 12 feet right in front of the rim. Makes it 9-2 Auburn. Holroyd with the ball at the head of the key. You got Wills over on the right wing deep. Now Wills is going to cut through. Ball is poked away, but Griffith's there to save it. Back to Wills it goes. Tip pass, but Olroy's able to retrieve it out between the circles. She'll drive over to the right side, and now if she tries to pass it into Griffith, it's going to be stolen away. 5 turnovers on CHS already. 3-point shot on the baseline is no good by Hannah Smith. Cavaliers come away with the rebound as Wills does the honors here. She'll dish it off to Olroyd as we hit the 3-minute mark of the first quarter. 9-2, Auburn with the lead, Cavies with the ball. To Griffith it goes, now over on the wing, it'll go to Wills. Wills will cut through the baseline over to the left corner, and they'll give the ball off to Griffith. Griffith back over on the corner to Olroyd for three. Nope, will not go. Coming up with the rebound is the Auburn Trojan Carly McKenzie, the 5'4 senior, reaches out, grabs that ball, hands it off to Jade Landers, leading 9-2. They'll bring the ball down and set up the offense. Cavaliers playing that tough defense, but they've left an opening out on the baseline, and that's Carly McKenzie, and she gets bottom of the net. She drained it from over on the baseline on the right side. Gives her first 3 points, makes it a 12-2 Auburn lead. Holroyd off to Wills. Wills, not sure what to do with the ball. She'll drive into the free throw line, then she'll have it stripped away. As taking the ball away is McKenzie. She'll shoot, and it's no good. Clark comes up with the rebound. She'll put it back in. It's no good. Fighting for the rebound. Clark got it again. Somehow or another, Catrielle Clark shot that ball, and I don't think she ever had control of the ball. Nonetheless, it went in, and it's 14-2. Trojans with a lead. Harlemville needs a timeout. They'll take it with 1:47 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break, too, and be back after these messages on WASMI FM 106. Coach Darren Deneve realizing that his troops are just a little bit shook here. They just need a little bit of time for him to settle them in, let them sit on the bench for a little bit and have a little talk. He does so. Now they'll come back out and try to reset the offense. Bates from the three-point line rattles around, but it won't go down. It was halfway down and comes back up. Natalie Kaganich into the lineup for the Cavaliers. Inside they'll go to Clark. Clark off the glass and good. Clark never even put that ball on the floor as she was headed to the basket. Took her step and a half, or maybe two. But in any event, she gets the shot to drop, and it's 16-2. Stewart trying to face the double team in the corner, gets across the midcourt line, the one thing she shouldn't do. She'll pass the ball off of Wills. It's a low pass and goes out of bounds off Wills' leg. Wills will have a seat. And coming into the lineup will be Jordan Hausman, a 5'8 junior, the CHS. Hannah Smith will bring the ball down and kick it over on the wing. She'll dish it to Nicole Weaver just in the game. Up top, it'll go to Abby Dibjak. She's just making her first appearance as well. Hannah Smith on a backdoor cut has her shot blocked by Bates. It goes out of bounds. Good job there by Sydney Bates of helping over on the defense and then slicing down, getting a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Auburn ball. Into the final minute of the first quarter we go. It's been a quarter dominated by the Trojans here in the first period. Shots up by Carly McKenzie, and she gets hacked in the act, and she'll go to the free throw line, as they'll call this foul on Corin Stewart. Stewart will pick up her second foul of the evening on the Cavaliers. Carly McKenzie to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She'll eye it, try it, and buy it. Gives her 4 points on the night, the 5'4 senior. She'll get a second one with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. She'll eye this one, try this one, and buy this one. So the Trojans are 3-for-4 from the free throw line, and they lead 18-2. Stewart brings the ball inbounds. It's a 2-2-1 press now by the Trojans of Auburn. Stewart trying to get the ball to midcourt. Reach-in foul going to be called against Hannah Smith. She thought she had all ball. The official thought otherwise. Hannah will pick up her first. She'll have a seat. as Jade Landers will replace her in the Trojan lineup. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. 18-2, Trojans have pretty much had their way. Cavish could really use a big three here before the end of the first period. Instead, they'll get an over and back call as the pass they thought was deflected, but the referee said, nope, it went off of your hands. So the Cavaliers will turn it over for the seventh time. Hannah Smith will return to the lineup. She will replace Nicole Weaver. 20 seconds to go. Now Auburn will have a shot at the last shot of the quarter. They'll get it over to Hannah Smith, and as she tries to turn, she's going to shuffle those feet for turnover number one. First miscue of the night on the Trojans. Smith will have a seat, and Nicole Weaver will come back in. It's a revolving door. Now Olroyd will replace Kaganich in the Cavalier lineup. See if maybe Rachel will be the one who can fire off a three right here in the final 15 seconds. She'll give it up to Stewart. Stewart will crisscross pass to Bates. Bates goes into the lane, back over to Stewart. Lefty going to eye it, try it, out. Comes up a little bit short. Fighting for the rebound. Cavaliers come down with it. Stewart has it with 3-2 off the glass. Yes! And Corin Stewart gives the Cavaliers something positive to walk back to the huddle at the end of the first quarter. If she drains that one just inside the three-point line, they'll give her 2. Gives the Cavs 4. It's 18-4 in favor of Auburn after one quarter. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI FM 106. The Cavs get the ball to start the second quarter. They'll work it into the corner to Olroyd. She thought about a three, pulled back, and then had the ball poked out of bounds. It'll be Cavaliers' ball under their own basket. Bates will trigger it in. She'll get it to Stirk. Head of the key, lefty for three. Nope, will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the red, the white, and the blue. And so that means it will be Auburn Trojan ball. They're decked out in their white uniforms with the blue numerals, blue trim. Cavaliers in their road blues with the white numerals and red and white trim. Over on the wing, it goes to Weaver. Weaver down underneath, it goes to Divjak. Back up top, she'll swing it to Landers. Landers between the circles is guarded by Olroyd. She'll go around her, try to go to the basket. Pass comes up deflected, and Griffith comes away with it for CHS. Second turnover of the game on the Trojans. Gives the ball back to the Cavaliers, and Stewart, seeing Olroyd open in the corner, pulled up quickly, too quickly, as she couldn't get the ball off before she traveled. 8 turnovers on the Cavaliers here in the early going as they're having trouble settling in, as the old coach used to say. Back the other way, it'll be the Trojans with the ball. Weaver over on the right wing. She'll go back up top to Landers. Landers between the circles. Gets a screen over there by Divjak. And they're trying to pass in the corner. Bates comes out and gets a hand on it and kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Auburn ball in front of the stage at the free throw line extended. Into the corner comes into Smith. She'll go in and pass across. And Abby Divjak gets the bucket as she was wide open because everybody came down to Clark. Now a steal. Clark's got the ball. Clark's going to go to the free throw line as Bates is going to be called on a blocking foul. Sydney thought she was set, but evidently not. Ketrielle Clark going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. She got the entry pass on the low post over on the blocks on the right side and found Divjak open there just a moment ago. Now to the free throw line to shoot 2. The first one's up, and it's good. 11 points already for Clark as Weaver's going to have a seat, and McKenzie comes back in to the Auburn lineup. Clark with her second free throw. It's good as well. She has a dozen points already, and we still have 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. Stewart picks up her dribble. She gets it off the base. Back to Stewart. Stewart going to try to drive, and she tries to go around Divjak. Divjak kind of gives her a little bit of a hand check, and she'll pick up the foul. On Abby, that'll be her first, team second. Cavies will inbound to Olroyd. To the elbow it goes, to the other side to Kenya. Kenya started a drive and picked up her dribble. She's being guarded closely, and she's able to skip the ball across to Olroyd. Olroyd spin dribbles, now back to Bates. Bates into the lane, kick it out to Kenya. That's her spot. No, last night she was so good from there, hitting 5 threes, but tonight her first one goes astray. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll go over to the Trojans, who lead 22-4 here. as Divjak will take a seat and Alex Marchesa will re-enter the Trojan lineup. They have the ball and an 18-point lead as we hit the six-minute mark of quarter number two. Over on the wing, it'll go to McKenzie. She'll drive. She's stopped by the double team and a jump ball going to be called. The arrow will favor Auburn, so there'll be no turnover as of yet. Good defense there by Kenya and Griffith as they collapsed on her and double teamed at the block. Auburn will inbound. It'll be McKenzie triggering it in. She'll get it in to Marchesa, who throws it right into Bates' hand for turnover number three. Sydney to the glass. And off the glass, but will not go as she cut across. The right-hand layup from the left side would not go, but she draws the foul. And the foul is going to go against Hannah Smith. Smith, who had 17 points the other night, has just picked up her second foul. Bates to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one's up, spin the first one's good. That for the Cavaliers, their first point of the second quarter. Comes with 5-5-5 showing on that clock. Sydney will get another one. The 5'6 senior eyes it, tries it, and buys it. Cavaliers starting to get settled in a little bit. Now they need to let their defense go to work and create some turnovers. Weaver on the dribble, picks up her dribble, and then kicks it out, and they'll swing it around to the opposite side. Landers with the ball. They'll look inside for Clark, and they'll get her at the free throw line. She'll drive down the lane, off the glass. Nope, this one's too hard, too strong. They'll fight for the rebound, and there was Tiemann along with Marchesa. The arrow favors the Cavaliers this time. Auburn says we'll take a timeout. With 5:36 to go to halftime, Auburn leading Carlinville 22-6. Back after these messages on WSMI. Bates with an entry pass to Tiemann. Her shot's blocked by Clark. She'll get another one, and this time Clark's going to block the shot but draw the foul, I do believe. Peyton Tiemann's going to go to the free throw line as Catrielle Clark picks up her first. Four team fouls against the Trojans. As Tiemann, looking for her first point, will shoot a pair. First one's up. The first one's good. Well, the Cavaliers have realized they can't block free throws. They've made 3 for 3 and have 7 points, trailing by 15. Tiemann's second one's up. This one's a little long. Nope, they're going to say there was a lane violation anyway. She was across the free throw line too quickly. So the ball will go over to Auburn. They lead 22-7 with 5:20 to go. Inbounds pass was deflected by Tiemann. However, coming up with it is the Trojans. They'll maintain possession. Give the ball off on the wing to Weaver. Her shot will not go. Clark with the rebound. Off the glass and good. Catrielle Clark has just been doing it all. 4 in the quarter, 14 in the game. 24-7 is the Auburn lead. Over on the wing to Kenya. Kenya didn't have her shot. She'll give it to Olroyd. Ooh, right on line, but just a little bit short. Coming down with the rebound is Auburn. Fighting for the rebound is Tiemann, and she'll pick up the foul. Peyton will pick up her first. That will be the fourth team foul on the Cavaliers. Clark will inbound against full court pressure. They'll get it in to McKenzie. McKenzie over on the wing to Marchesa. Marchesa to Clark. Somehow or another, she got that ball to roll off the front of the rim, swing around the backside, and come through the back door. You know how those golf shots sometimes circle the hole before they go down? That's exactly what happened there. Now the lead lob pass for the Cavaliers, looking for Bates cutting through the, or excuse me, Stewart coming through the back door, is to no avail as it goes out of bounds, and that'll be 9 turnovers on CHS. Leading 26-7, Auburn will inbound. They'll get it into the corner. She'll go through the double team, Will Landers, and now the numbers favor the Trojans, bringing the ball down the floor. They'll bring the ball back up top, and Landers will set up the offense. They'll go 1-4 and swing it over on the wing to Weaver. Weaver's going to go back up top, giving it off to Marchesa. Marchesa tried to go inside, and the pass is deflected there by Tiemann. Cavaliers come away with it. Halfway through, quarter number two, Kenya on her spot. Nope, last night it would fall, tonight it won't. That was just a little offline. And now Lexi Eaglehoff will replace Kenya in the lineup. And Kiganich comes into the lineup as well. Bringing the ball down on the dribble is Nicole Weaver. She'll pull back up. set the offense up, giving it off to Landers. Back to Weaver on the wing. Weaver trying to get it in to Clark. No way that ball goes in there. It's a double team, and they still thread that needle, and Clark stays high with the ball, spins, shoots, scores. 8 in the quarter, 18 in the game for Catriel Clark. Over on the wing, it goes to Kegadich. She'll go back up top to Olroyd. 3-3-3 showing on the second quarter clock. Olroyd going to leave it for Kegadich over the wing. Off to Stewart up the head of the key. In that 1-2-2 defense, there's a perimeter shot there for Olroyd. Her three-pointer goes up too strong. Coming down with a rebound is Nicole Weaver. Weaver will give it off to Jade Landers, and Landers will bring it down. Across the midcourt line she comes. Emma Griffith looking to come in next dead ball. To Clark, baseline jumper, no good, fighting for the rebound. Bates comes down with it. Sydney's going to force the issue. She'll head the other way, and the ball's going to be deflected and goes out of bounds. Thought there could have been a foul called there, but instead they said no. She just poke-checked the ball from behind. Griffith comes into the ball game. Lexi Eaglehall, the 5'7 junior, will have a seat. Cavies will inbound under their own basket with 3 minutes to go to halftime. In the Stewart. Griffith trying to set a screen for Olroyd out in the corner, but instead they'll reverse the ball back around to the left side. Inside it'll go to Kegadich. Kegadich to Griffith. Griffith goes up, and then she goes down onto the floor. Let's see who this foul goes against. It's going to go against number 12, Jade Landers. That'll be her first. Clark was in the vicinity. Thought it might have gone against her, but instead it will not. Landers gets the foul. Griffith gets two free throws. First one's up, and it's good. Kind of skimmed over the front of the rim, then hit the backboard, dropped back through. Smith will replace Weaver in the Auburn lineup. Griffith will get ready for her second free throw. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. Well, that's one thing the Cavies have been doing very well here in the second quarter is they've made 5 out of 6 free throws, and 5 of their 9 points have come from the free throw line. 28-9, Trojans with the lead. Over on the wing, they'll give it to McKenzie. McKenzie looking for a cutter come across. He'll give it to Smith. Smith off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound. There's Clark with a putback. Catriel Clark is just, I would say a man amongst boys, but I don't know whether I need to say a woman amongst girls, but anyway, she's dominating the action there. Cavaliers almost had an over and back call, but they get away with it. They'll go up for a three-point shot out in the corner by Stewart. She can't get it to drop. The ball is inbound or rebounded by the Trojans, who will come down quickly with 2:10 showing on the halftime clock. First half we're in, and a shot from three-point land is no good for Hannah Smith. Smith, who had 17 points last night, has but 2 here tonight. Stewart with the ball. Inside 2 minutes we go in the second quarter. Olroyd gives it back over to Stewart over on the left wing. Rachel's now going to take her spot out there in the opposite corner, and she'll cut through the middle as they go to Griffith. Off the glass, no good. Clark comes up with the rebound. She'll kick it out to Smith. Hannah's going to bring the ball down on her dribble. 100 seconds to go into the first half. McKenzie with the ball over on the right wing. Back up top, she'll go to Divjak. Divjak back to McKenzie, thought about a three. Now she'll take a couple dribbles, pick up her dribble, give it off to Landers. Landers will set things up as we head down to 120 and counting here in the first half. She's being guarded by Hausman out there. She'll dish it off to McKenzie, to Clark at the head of the key. She'll try the lead lob pass inside. It's going to be blocked from behind by Olroyd, and the Cavaliers will come away with the ball. 70 seconds for the half. 30-9, Auburn with the lead. Bates with the ball to Olroyd, thought about a three. Now she'll stop, pop, she'll drive hard, and get the shot to drop. Good job there by Rachel Olroyd as she faked the three, got the defense anticipated, and she drove right around him and off the glass on the left side. For Olroyd, 4 points for the Cavaliers. They're in double figures with 11. Down to 45 seconds we go. Landers with the ball, gives it off to McKenzie over on the right wing. McKenzie looking for cutters coming through the lane. She'll find Hannah Smith. Her baseline jumper is no good, and Hausman comes away with the rebound. Jordan, the 5'8 junior, gets the ball off to Stewart. Stewart goes down quickly to the opposite side. She'll skip past to Olroyd. Olroyd's going to try to drive again. This time she gets too far behind the backboard. Can't get the shot to go. Trojans come away with it with 20 seconds to go. They'll slow things down, and they'll see about getting the last shot of the quarter. Off to Landers between the circles. Out to Smith. In to Clark. Spins. Shoots. Will not go. Stewart with the rebound with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, trying to get a shot off. Olroyd at midcourt. She's going to let it go. Oh, caught front iron. It was right on line, just a little short. And the first half comes to a close with the Auburn Trojans holding a 30-11 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. Back with the halftime after these messages on WFMI.
Both teams have returned to the floor. They're getting their final warm-up tosses in, getting ready for the third quarter action. Next week, we'll finish up the regular season for the 1 and 2A boys basketball teams. Then the following week, we'll start regional play for the boys. The pairings were released this afternoon at the Staunton Regional. We'll have four area teams there, actually five if you count Greenville. Staunton will be taking on Litchfield on Monday the 19th at 6 o'clock, and Hillsboro takes on Gillespie on Monday the 19th at 7:30 at the Staunton Regional. At the Wood River Regional, Southwestern will take on Carlisle on Tuesday the 20th. Carlinville heads to the Auburn Regional as they will take on Auburn on the 19th. Tonight, however, we have the Cavaliers doing battle here. They'll get the ball to start the second half, and coming up with a quick bucket there is Corinne Sturt. Her shot is good from the baseline over on the right side, gives her 4 points, and that's the way the Cavs won to start it. They'll now get called for a foul over here at the other end as it is Clark going to the basket. And getting called for the foul will be Rachel Olroyd, who will pick up her first. Catrielle Clark, shooting two. First one strong. That is only the second missed free throw tonight for Auburn, as they were 5 for 6 in the first half. Clark will get another one, setting on 20 points for the night. Still 20, as that shot was almost a duplicate of the first. Caught back iron. Maybe that's the thing, sign of things to come, as, however, coming down, the Cavaliers throw the ball away for their 10th turnover. He goes out of bounds. They're going to call it for the Trojans, and Coach Deneve's beside himself. And Coach Deneve doesn't usually argue a point unless he's pretty sure he's got it right. The black and white stripes, however, didn't see it that way, and it'll go to Auburn. And a baseline drive by Hannah Smith from the right side is good. She simply went right through the defense for her 4th point of the game. Makes it 32-13. And now the Cavaliers will come back the other way. They'll try to go inside, and Clark's going to have that one go over her foot and out of bounds. It'll be Cavalier ball. Olroyd will inbound under her own basket. Griffith's going to go across the lane, try to post up low. Now Tiemann's there, too. High pass to Tiemann. She can't hardly get hold of it. But Griffith, however, gets the rebound. Her shot won't go, and there's Hannah Smith coming up with the rebound. Smith weaves through a couple of Carlinville defenders down to the other end. She'll go to McKenzie. Her 3-point shot, no good. But she fires over and gets her own rebound. Good, quick adjustment there by Carly McKenzie to pick up that long rebound over her long missed shot. She'll try to go into Clark, but passes over Clark's head. Somehow or another, she gets a hand on it. However, as they pass it across the lane, it's going to be Stewart who comes up with a takeaway. Mistake number 5, and a blocking foul going to be called on the Trojans as Olroyd does what only Olroyd can do, and that's go to the hole quickly, draw the foul. Now see if she can complete an old-fashioned 3-point play, and the Cavaliers really need that. So give Rachel 2 points. We'll give her a free throw, but not until we give the Auburn Trojans a timeout. 6:41 for the third quarter, 32-15 Auburn. Back after these messages on WFMI. Coming back to the timeout, Olroyd makes the free throw, then Bates with a steal and a putback as Sydney Bates gets her first bucket to go along with 2 free throws. Just like that, the Cavaliers have drawn back to within 14. 32-18. They have gotten the Trojans' number here in the third quarter as they have scored 6 points, or excuse me, yes, 7 points, and outscored the Trojans 7-2 here in the third quarter. Auburn a little bit wild on their passing, and now they have Clark in a double team. There's going to be a reach-in foul called against. This will go against Tiemann. Peyton will pick up her second. But the Cavaliers have amped it up on the defense, and now Bates deflects the ball, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bates. But you can tell the defensive effort of the Cavaliers is in a third gear right now, maybe even a fourth gear. Into Clark they go. She'll spin off the glass. It won't go. She'll get her own rebound. The putback is good. That time the Cavaliers over-adjusted on the rebound. Clark made them pay with the putback, give her 22 points.
off to Wills over on the wing, back up top to Bates. Bates to Olroyd between the circles. Setting the offense up, Olroyd's going to drive down the right side. She'll now give a push pass out to Wills, who gives off to Keenan. Bates for three, no. Cavaliers just can't seem to find the range from three-point land tonight. Last night they had 9 threes, I believe it was, in the game. Or not last night, Wednesday night. You know what I mean. Griffith will have a seat. Kane will come into the ballgame. Marchisa will have a seat. And Divjak will come in for Auburn. Inbounds pass comes in to Hannah Smith. She's being hounded there by Sydney Bates. She'll zig, then zag, then give the ball off to Clark. Clark with the ball between the circles, going to give it off over there to Landers. Landers to McKenzie. McKenzie back to Clark at the head of the key. Now over to Smith, who'll bring the ball back up. Now to Landers between the circles. Landers kicks it over on the wing to McKenzie, looking to get the ball inside, trying to go to Divjak, but instead they'll have to go to Clark up top at the head of the key. Clark dribbles over and then gives the ball off to Landers. Landers with the ball on the dribble as we hit the five-minute mark of the third quarter. She'll dish it off to Divjak. Inside pass works to perfection as Hannah Smith was cutting back door on the right side. They found her. Smith has 4 1/4, 6 in the game, 36-18. It's a doubled score for the Trojans. They try to go inbound or inside to Tiemann. She has it go through her hands and out of bounds for turnover number 11 on CHS. Stewart will replace Olroyd in the Carlingo lineup as they'll continue with that pressuring defense. They'll front both guards and have Tiemann at midcourt. Now they'll get the ball inbounds to Hannah Smith, will the Trojan. She's being guarded by Bates. She'll cross over once, cross over twice, now drive down the right side to the baseline. She'll keep driving. Baseline jumper off the side of the backboard. No good. Bates comes away with the rebound. Cavaliers head back the other way. 4:25 for the third quarter. To Wills, over to Kenya. Kenya looking for that three. It's not there, so she'll drive and pump and fire. Shots up and no good, and they're going to say last touch by Divjak. Cavies may have got a break there, but goodness knows, trailing 36-18, they need a break. They'll inbound under their own basket. Bates will be the trigger person. She'll be looking for Tiemann. Now she's got to go to Kenya for three. Nope, coming up short again. But Kenya comes up with her own rebound. Good job there of knowing where the ball was coming off to. Back out top to Stewart it goes. She'll go between the circles and reset the offense. Over on the left wing, they'll go. No, they'll go back to the right wing to Will. Now back to Kenya at the head of the key. She'll spot down to Stewart. Her pass was deflected. It was almost stolen, but then thrown right back into the Cavaliers' hands. The one turnover begets another turnover. The Cavaliers maintain possession. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Bates with the ball in the corner. Ooh, she tries to pass it out to Wills. It's deflected. Luckily, it goes out of bounds off the hands of Landers. It'll be Carlinville's ball. Kiganich comes in for Kenya, and Olroyd will come in for Wills for the Cavaliers. Weaver will replace Jade Landers in the Trojans lineup. Carlinville will inbound in front of the stage, in front of the Panthers. Script letters. Back it comes to Stewart to team it at the free throw line. Shots up by Kaganich. It won't go. She gets her own rebound and puts it in. Kaganich, does a good job of following her own shot from 18, puts it in from about 14. Her first 2 points of the game makes it 36-20. Down to 3:20 to go. Clark with the ball at the free throw line. She's holding it high. She wants to go to the bucket. She'll go off the right side of the lane. No good. Comes up the shot. Rebound back to Clark. She'll take it back outside, and they'll reset the offense. Hannah Smith is taking on the dribble between the circles. Now her pass is deflected. Olroyd's got it. She's heading to the hole. She'll go right side, left side, and the hook shot is good. Rachel Olroyd has put together a five-point quarter, gives her 9 points on the game. Don't look now, but the Cavies are back to within 14. They continue that pressure defense. Another takeaway for Sturt. That is seven turnovers, and now they're going to say in their haste to get to the basket, Sturt double dribbled the ball. Coach Deneve applauding his unit because of the hustle and the really hard work they have done to try to get back into the game. They have somewhat 36-22. Auburn with the lead, 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Timeout. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. Olroyd, following the timeout, steals the ball away, goes to the basket, draws the foul, makes the first free throw. She now has 6 in the quarter,
10 in the game. She'll try the second one. It'll come up a little bit short. Clark comes away with the rebound. The Trojans have 8 turnovers. Make it 9 now as Olroyd comes up with the ball again. She goes to the basket again, and another blocking foul going to be called again as Rachel does a good job of forcing the issue. Lander's going to pick up her 3rd. Olroyd going to go back to the free throw line once again. As I was about to say, 9 turnovers on the Trojans. They had 4 at halftime. They've had 5 here in the first 5.5 minutes. Olroyd to shoot 2. Her first one's up. Comes up short. She had a bit of a problem last night. Bates will come back into the lineup as Kiganich will have a seat. Hausman will have a seat as Sturt will enter the lineup as well. Wills is going to come into the lineup, but I guess maybe she's coming in for Allroyd. We'll see. As Rachel gets ready for her 2nd free throw, she'll take a dribble, bend those knees. Hyatt, try it, and buy it. It rattled around and finally went down. Rachel will have a seat as Taylor Wills returns to the Carlinville lineup. It's 36-24. The Cavaliers have gotten to within 12. Hannah Smith goes down on a quick dribble, but she has Sydney Bates trailing her. Now she'll set the offense up. They'll go 1-4 high and give the ball off to Clark. Anna Smith will cut through the lane, swing back out, drive into the lane, fire up long and strong, comes up with a rebound. They're fighting for it. And going to be a rebounding foul called on the Cavaliers, and I think this is going to go against Peyton Thiemann. Peyton thought she was going up straight. We have an injured player down on the floor, and they're telling both teams to go to the respective huddles. So as they do that, we'll take a break. 2:16 to go here in the third quarter, 36-24. Auburn with the lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI FM 106. I believe it was Hannah Smith who was down on her back and got some attention. She was finally able to walk over to the sideline under her own steam. They'll tend to her on the sideline as we go back to live action. It'll be Auburn ball under their own basket. They lead 36-24. The Cavaliers have had a 13-6 advantage here in the third quarter. They've taken that 19-point halftime deficit, cut it down to 12. Long pass going inside to McKenzie, overthrew her, but McKenzie somehow was able to fire up a shot. It comes down in the hands of Sydney Bates, and all of a sudden the Trojans seems like they've lost their concentration on offense and give credit to the Cavaliers' defense. Now Olroyd with the ball, gives the ball off to Sturt, threw it out between the circles to Bates. Bates looking for Olroyd over on the wing. Now she'll dribble and give it off to Olroyd. Rachel will dribble back up to the top, 100 seconds to go for the third quarter. Cavaliers trailing by 12. The team at the elbow off the glass. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. It'll go off of Abby Divjak and be the Cavaliers' ball. Bates will inbound as the Cavaliers will set 4 up on the free throw line. They'll go to Thiemann off the glass, a little long, a little strong. Clark comes up the rebound. She'll kick it off to Landers. Landers will slow things up with 1:25, clock running, third quarter. 36-24, Trojans still by 12. Over on the wing, it'll go to Weaver. Weaver back up top. Now inside to Clark. Somebody forgot to guard the one person who's scoring all of the points. She has 24, and I can't believe how wide open she was in the middle of the lane that time. Makes a 38-24, 14-point lead once again. Olroyd on the dribble. Going to look for Bates in the corner. Instead, she'll go to Thiemann inside. Her shot comes up short. Clark comes up with a rebound. Thiemann got an elbow right in the chops, and I think they're going to call Clark for the elbow as they're going to say she was being a little too aggressive. Thiemann would definitely agree with that. If she's checking to make sure all of her dentures are sitting in there nice and tight, she'll come to the sideline as Griffith will replace her. Coach says, you took one for the team there. Clark picks up her 2nd foul into the game. Now a travel call going to be called on Eaglehoff as she got the ball at the free throw line and was headed to the basket, but she shuffled those feet before she put the ball on the floor. 13th turnover of the game on the Cavaliers, but only their 4th here in the second half. Into the final 40 seconds we go of the third quarter. 38-24, Trojans with the lead and the ball. Clark with the ball at the elbow, looking into the corner, gets it to McKenzie. Back out top to Clark. Clark dishes it off to Landers. Landers between the circle, being guarded by Bates. Goes over on the right wing to Weaver. Weaver with a little dribble, and then she'll give it off to Divjak. Divjak over on the left side gives it to Landers.
Landers, being guarded by Bates, goes into the lane and then kicks it off on the wing. Shot partially blocked, out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by the Cavaliers. So with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 38-24 is the Trojan lead. They'll inbound under their own basket. Trying to get it into Clark. She's open over on the wing. High pass. She's able to corral it. What's good about being 6 foot tall. Back to McKenzie. Inside to Clark. Off the glass. Will not go, but to the free throw line will go Catrielle Clark. Foul's going to be called of Lexi Eaglehoff. Lexi will pick up her first. Catrielle Clark hit 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the first half. Missed 2 for 2 just a moment ago. She'll try a couple more and get the same result as the last time. She's catching back iron consistently and kicking off. And that's okay as far as the Cavaliers are concerned. As Keganich returns to the lineup, she'll replace Eaglehoff for Coach Denise. Second free throw is up and good, so she made 2. She missed 3. Now she's made 1, has Catrielle Clark. She now has 25 points in the game. Into the final 10 seconds to go. Olroyd going to think about a 3. No, she'll give to Bates. They're passing back and forth. Inside 3 seconds to go. Sturt with a pump fake. She'll get the shot off right on the buzzer. Oh, halfway down, and it came out. 3 quarters in the book. And Auburn with a 39-24 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI FM 106. Jennifer Graham, our producer, back in the studio. Her job's only about half done, and she'll have another game to bring your way when we get finished here. Boys basketball action as Hillsboro journeys to Nokomis tonight. We'll bring you all that exciting play-by-play as soon as we're finished here. The Cavaliers get the ball to start the fourth quarter and immediately go down the floor and throw the ball away. Now the other way go the Trojans, and they'll have a shot rim out, fighting for the rebound. McKenzie comes away with it. She'll kick it over on the wing to Weaver. Weaver will go back up top to Landers, and they'll reset the offense. A 15-point lead for the Trojans. They led by 19 at half. It was a 13-9 advantage for CHF in the third quarter. Clark from point-blank range misses one. She is human after all, people. The Cavaliers come away with a rebound. They need points. They need them in bunches. Sturt between the circles. Pulls back up. Sets things up. She's got Bates on the wing. Bates' three-point line. Instead, she'll try to pass it back. It's going to be deflected. However, going into the backcourt is Natalie Keganich. She retrieves it. As we said, it was deflected, so it's okay to go back there and get it. Sturt now over on the right wing. Now back she goes to Olroyd up top. Olroyd's going to try to spin. Now she'll go to the basket. Off-balance shot. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be the Cavaliers' Sturt coming up with it. And she's going to be fouled on a reach-in by Nicole Weaver. Good determination by CHS as they stayed with that one and get the ball back. For Weaver, her first foul, 15th foul against Auburn. Shot by Olroyd is offline. Bates comes up with the rebound, and she's going to get fouled on the rebound against the McKenzie. Harley McKenzie is going to get called for the foul. That'll be the 16th foul. So the Cavaliers won't shoot on this one, but they'll be in the bonus the rest of the way. 6:40 and counting on the fourth quarter clock. 39-24. It's a 15-point advantage as Olroyd comes up for a long three. Didn't have quite enough on it. It comes up short, but there's Sydney Bates to come up with the rebound. She'll give it off to Sturt. Sturt has the ball taken away in the corner. That is the 15th turnover on the Cavaliers. Cannot be making those turnovers at this juncture of the game. Now Bates, trying to reach in, is going to get fouled for the foul. On Sydney, that'll be her second. On the Cavaliers, that'll be their fifth. Carly McKenzie will inbound as Wills will replace Higginich in the Cavalier lineup. 6:23 showing on the fourth quarter clock. McKenzie inbounds in front of the stage. Now coming down, it's Olroyd coming up with a steal. She knocks it away, and Sturt comes up with the takeaway. 10 miscues on the Auburn Trojans. Cavaliers need to convert when they cause these turnovers. Olroyd going to skip it over to Sturt. Sturt at the free throw line extended over on the right side. Now she'll go up top. She'll swing it up top over on the other side to Wills. Wills looking down to Bates, and she'll get it there. Sydney's not in the range for a shot, so she'll give off to Thiemann. Thiemann's shot is up and good, and she'll go to the line to try to complete an old-fashioned three-point play. That foul will go against Abby Divjak. That will be her second to the free throw line. Tima got two and one more, make three. So Peyton with a bucket and a bruise. She has a three-point play. And now trying to get the ball in, going to be a foul called against the Cavaliers. They're playing the pressure defense. They've got to turn it up now. There's no tomorrow. As foul will go against Bates. That will be her third, so she's not going to relent on the defense. She knows the trailing by 12. Cavies need the ball, and they need it now. 5:45, still plenty of time, but the Cavies need stops and pops, and it's as simple as that. Clark's going to hold the ball between the circles, take her time, gives the ball off on the wing to Weaver. Weaver goes into the corner, gives the ball back to Clark, who spins into the lane and kicks out to McKenzie for three. Nope, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, Tiemann comes away with it, and she's going to be tied up. Tiemann was trying to protect the ball, but there was Abby Divjak to get a hand on it, and the arrow favors Auburn. So with 5:25 to go, the Trojan will get the ball back out of bounds under their own basket. It comes into Divjak. She'll give the ball off up top to Weaver. Weaver now will swing it over to Landers. Landers looking for Clark. Clark at the elbow extended over on the right side. She's being guarded by Tiemann as we head to the 5-10 mark. Clark's going to go to the hole. Tiemann gives her a little bit of a shove. Thought she got away with it. Maybe she did, but coming over to help out, foul going to be called on Corinne Stewart, who'll pick up her second. That'll send Clark to the free throw line to shoot two. 25 points on the night for Catriel. Make it 26 as the free throw is good. She has 26 points. The Cavaliers have 27. It's been that kind of a night for the 6-foot senior. A lot of people on opposing teams will be more than happy to see this young lady graduate. She's had quite a night. Had 29 the other night. Has 26 tonight. Three-point shot's up. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Tiemann's got a hand on it. She pulls it out of there. Avoids the jump ball. Gives it off to Bates. Bates' shot comes up way short. McKenzie comes away with it. McKenzie on a bounce pass. She'll give it off to Landers. Now to Clark. Clark back to Landers. And Jaden Landers. Jade Landers will bring the ball down. 4:44 on that fourth quarter clock. 40-27. It's a 13-point lead for the Trojans, and they're going to go to the free throw line. Foul will go against. I believe they're going to get Olroyd on this one, as Rachel will pick up her second to the free throw line for the bonus. Carly McKenzie. Shots up, and it's good. Her sixth point of the night for Carly McKenzie, the 5'4 senior, is a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. She'll get one more, as the lead is 14. Make it 15 as she makes the second free throw. 7 points on the night for the 5'4 senior, Carly McKenzie. Cavaliers bring the ball down. They'll give it off to Olroyd. Olroyd's going to drive to the basket. She'll run into Clark. No foul called either way. Now on the rebound is McKenzie. She'll give the ball to Clark. Clark's going to swing it out to Weaver. Weaver's going to try to beat the traffic down to the far end. Now she'll pick her dribble up and go back up top to Landers. Landers going to get the ball off to Marchesa. Marchesa going to give it to McKenzie for a three. Nope, will not go. Only one three made all night long by either team, and that was McKenzie way back in the first quarter. 4 minutes and counting, 42-27, Auburn with the lead. To Griffith in the middle, off the glass, no good. Clark comes up with the rebound, kicks it out, and it'll go to Weaver, who will set things up and then dish it off to Landers. She'll say, here, Jade, you take the ball down. She'll get a screen from Clark and take the ball down to McKenzie. McKenzie, who'd missed a three just a moment ago from there, decides to go inside to Clark. Spin dribble low, off the glass, no good. Stewart got to be called on the reach-in. Catriel Clark is difficult to keep track of. That's all there is to it. She is shifty. She is talented. She has 26 points, and she'll shoot two right here. She'll eye it. She'll try it. Oh, off the iron. Well, there's one thing they found out that maybe she doesn't do too well, and she's made four free throws, but she's missed four as well. We have a substitution come in. It's Kenya will come in, and Tiemann will have a seat. So Griffin and Tiemann are in there together as Clark gets ready for her second free throw. It rims off, too. So she's now missed three in a row. note to self, maybe that's who we want to foul here in the final 3.5 minutes. Long lob pass intended for Kiganich. She can't corral it. It'll go out of bounds. Turnover number 16. Marchisa will have a seat as Divjak will come back into the lineup. Wills will replace Holroyd in the lineup for the Cavaliers. 3:32 for the fourth quarter. Inbounds it comes to Landers. Landers being guarded by Bates. Going to swing the ball across from right to left. Back to right, across the midcourt line, into Weaver's hand. Back up top, it'll go to Divjak. Divjak into the corner, gives it off to Landers. Landers, being guarded by Bates, is going to drive the lane and then kick it out on the other side. Trojans don't really feel like they need points. They need the clock to run, so they'll keep passing, and they'll stay patient. Back to Clark, it goes up at the head of the key. Catriel is going to drive into the lane, then she'll pull up her dribble and kick it back out top to Landers. Inside 3 minutes we go. To Carly McKenzie over on the wing. McKenzie being hounded there by Wills gets the ball off to Clark. Clark lost it. She regains it before she gets to the midcourt line. She'll now give the ball off to Jade Landers. Landers being guarded by Bates gets it off to McKenzie. McKenzie gets into a double team. She gives it off to Clark. Clark goes to drive down the right side of the lane. Off the iron, no good. Griffiths comes away with a rebound. 2:30 and counting. Cavaliers need points. Need them quickly here. 42-27, they trail by 15. Bates to Kenya. Kenya can't find that three-point shot there. Instead, she'll go back to Wills on the other side. Wills has the ball deflected out of her hand, so it'll be Carlinville ball in front of the Carlinville bench. Wills will have a seat as Olroyd will re-enter the lineup for CHS. Bates will be the trigger person. As Landers will have a seat, and she will be replaced in the lineup there by Grace Hundley. Back the other way, the Cavaliers are going to try to set up and score some points here. Olroyd for a quick three. Bottom of the net. That's what we need. Now let's get a takeaway and see if we can get another one here. As we're going to have a traveling call, and there's the stop. Now another pop. As the Cavaliers have drawn back to within 12, they've got the ball back. And quickly, Landers is going to re-enter the Trojan lineup. Cavaliers have 2:05 to go, trailing by four, or as they might say, just four threes. That's all it needs. Bates looking to get the ball inbounds to Griffith. Her shot's blocked, and Clark comes away with the ball. Clark is in a double team. She pulls out. She has Olroyd coming up behind, so she'll pull up her dribble. She'll give it off to Landers. Landers will bring it across midcourt as we go inside 2 minutes. To McKenzie over on the wing. She's double teamed. One dribble. She'll kick the ball around. They'll reverse to the opposite side. Weaver now holds the ball up. They know they can always go to Clark at the head of the key. She's kind of the center post there. Whenever anything else fails, she can get the ball to Clark. Now we'll take a timeout. 1:38 showing on the clock here in the fourth quarter. 42-30 is the Auburn lead. We'll take a break. Be back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Cavaliers did something they haven't done all fourth quarter. They gave up a field goal. 6 minutes and 22 seconds into the fourth quarter, Auburn had not scored a field goal. After the timeout, Divjak puts one in, and that's the first field goal allowed by the Cavaliers defense. That tells you what kind of a defense they've been playing tonight. And so Olroyd going to go to the line as she is fouled in the act by Jade Landers. Olroyd makes her first free throw, gives her 4.25, makes her second free throw, gives her 5.25, and 16 points for the game. 44-32, Cavaliers going to have to foul to stop the clock once again. It will be Olroyd on the foul, and on Rachel, that will be her third. Divjak will have a seat as Marchisa comes back into the lineup, and Landers will be to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up. First one's good. Auburn in the double bonus now. The Cavs have committed 10 free throws plus. Landers with her second point, looking for number three. She found it. 5 for 8 from the free throw line are the Auburn Trojans. Should be enough that they're probably going to have a regional championship. Griffith gets the ball off to Sturt. Sturt drives baseline. Her shot's up, no good. Teeming on the rebound off the glass. It won't go. She'll get another one. Try it again. It won't go again. Here's Sturt with the ball. She'll have her shot swatted out of the air by Clark. And with 56 seconds to go, the Cavaliers will get the ball back. They're trailing by 14. 56 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Bates and Olroyd for a quick three. Oh, that was down, rattled around, and kicked out. Fighting for the rebound, Bates comes away with it as she swings it back out front. She throws it right into the hands of Jade Landers. That'll be turnover number 17 unofficially on the Cavaliers. And then Bates going to get called for the foul as she was reaching in trying to get that ball back. Sydney's going to pick up her fourth to the free throw line. Goes Jade Landers to shoot two. She just made two there earlier this quarter. And she'll miss this one. Now the Cavaliers going to go to the bench and get some of the other players in the ball game. Haley Wills, number 42, is in the ball game. Aaron Seal has entered the game. Second free throw is up and good by Jade Landers. Gives her now 4 points in the game. And into the final 40 seconds we go. Steel on the dribble. She'll give the ball off to Stewart. Stewart now over on the wing. Gives it to Gracie Reels. Ball's deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Carlinville ball. We've got Elise Baker also in the lineup for the Cavaliers. As Nicole Patrick will come into the lineup for the Auburn Trojans, as will Katie Mahochko. Mahochko in the lineup as the ball goes off to Stewart. Stewart now swings it across to Seal. Aaron has the ball taken away for turnover number 18. Down to 20 seconds we go on the dribble. Is Nicole Patrick. They're going to say she turned the ball over on a dribble. Her double dribble is turnover number 11 on Auburn, and I don't think that means a whole lot. Now, as the Cavaliers will bring it in, they'll get it into Gracie Reels. Reels will come up on the dribble at top. She'll swing it over to the far side. It'll go to Aaron Seal. Seal's pass is deflected and stolen by the Trojans, and that's the way this one's going to end, as the Trojans are going to claim a 47-32 victory over the Carlinville Cavaliers. And so the top-seeded Trojans of Auburn increase their overall record to 23-5. They will move on to the Riverton Sectional. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting high school basketball action from the Litchfield Regional Tournament that you've been listening to on WSMI. This big crowd is filing out. Our Friday night doubleheader is half over as the Litchfield Regional Championship game goes the way of the Auburn Trojans, 47-32. But I'll tell you what, you talk about a Cavalier team that did not give up. A very rocky start saw them fall behind 18-4. Then after that, they basically played the number one seeded Auburn Trojans even as they lost by 15 points, 47-32. It is the Auburn Trojans who are getting their pictures taken with a plaque at the one end of the floor. It is a dejected bunch of Lady Cavaliers who've gone into the locker room at the other end, but I'm telling you right now, they have nothing to be ashamed of as they really put it on the line tonight and just found a Trojan team that was a little too hot to handle. As we take a look at the Cavaliers' scoring for the night, they were denied their 20th win of the season, and they'll finish the season at 19-10. They were led by Rachel Olroyd, the 5'9 junior. Last night she had 18 points. Tonight she had 16 points. Wednesday night she had 18 points. Tonight she had 16 points to lead the Lady Cavaliers. But then it was 4 points for Corin Sturt, 4 points for Sydney Bates, 4 points for Peyton Tiemann, 2 points for Natalie Kiganich, and 2 points for Emma Griffith. Quarters of 4, 7, 13, and 8. The Cavaliers were 11 for 14 from the free throw line on the night. They ended up committing 18 turnovers, 9 in each half. and as we said, see their season record end at 19-10. For the victorious Auburn Trojans, Catriel Clark led the way with 26 points. Carly McKenzie had 7. Then it was 6 points for Hannah Smith, 4 points for Jade Landers, and 4 points for Abby Divjak. Quarters of 18, 12, 9, and 8. 12 for 20 from the free throw line were the Auburn Trojans. They committed 11 turnovers. However, the Cavaliers forced 7 of those 11 in the second half as they tried to make a comeback, but it was not to be tonight. And so it is that the Auburn Trojans are victorious tonight. They will move on to the Riverton Sectional, where they will play next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock against either Buffalo Tri-City or Barry Western. Those two are battling tonight as we speak at the Tri-City Regional. The other teams going into that Riverton Sectional will be Pleasant Plains, who won their own regional last night, defeating Williamsville 55-46, and Marquette, Alton Marquette, who won their own regional last night, defeating Piasaw Southwestern 34-24. So it will be on to the Riverton Sectional for the Auburn Trojans, a very outstanding team indeed. These two teams, as we said, they met earlier this year back on December the 2nd. It was Auburn 39, Carlinville 36. In that game, Olroyd led the way, as she did tonight, for the Cavaliers with 15 points. Smith had 18 and Clark had 15. Tonight, it was the Catriel Clark show, however, as she scored 26 points and the Auburn Trojans win this one going away 47-32. But for us here at WSMI, we're only halfway finished on the night because we're going to go in just a little bit to the Nokomis High School Gymnasium where Hillsboro and Nokomis boys will be doing battle. We'll have that broadcast coming your way as soon as we finish up here, as they will be coming your way on WSMI FM 106. But before that, we're going to take a minute or two here if we can talk with a coach who may have lost tonight, but I guarantee you he will agree with me. He's had the pleasure of coaching a team of winners this year, correct?
Absolutely. We've got a great bunch of girls. And it's, you know, it's always hard to play that last game. But what a good bunch of kids. They all have bright futures. They're all great kids. Not a single one of them throughout the whole year once gave a bad attitude towards the coaching staff or towards each other. When their name was called, they went out there and played hard. When it was time to support their teammates, they were supportive of their teammates. And, you know, it's one of those things where really the only goal in my mind sometimes on coaching is, are you improving? If you can answer yes to that question, then most everything else will take care of itself. And we lost 3 games since December 20th or something like that, and so we definitely improved. I'm very proud of this group.
Well, you know, the thing of it is the defeat is going to sting for a while. But I think when these girls look back on it, and I know you already know it, they're going to realize that tonight they came out here, they put it on the line. And for some reason or another, they were playing a buzzsaw in that first quarter. Auburn was just on fire, could not miss. And so as a result, the Cavaliers dug themselves a hole. But after that first quarter, they went tooth and nail, and they played the Trojans even. In fact, they turned the defense up there in the second half, and I know you've got to be proud of that comeback.
We talked about how that we never quit, and we didn't quit. And so I am absolutely proud of our effort. We just kept going and going. And, you know, in the end, you know, in terms of basketball, Clark was just too much. And so she's a terrific player. And we just had a heck of a time figuring out a way to stop her. When she did miss, it seemed like either herself or someone else got the offensive rebound. But, you know, when you're having to provide that much help to guard one player, you're simply out of position sometimes to get the rebound. And so it was just a difficult basketball situation, a tough matchup for us.
Yeah, not only is she tall, she's long. She's got the long legs. She's got the long arms. And normally your girls can go up there and battle for the rebound and get them. Tonight they were battling, but as much as they were going up, she was simply going up a little higher. And give her credit, that gal could simply get the ball back up more quickly than the defense could adjust.
Oh, she's just a terrific athlete. That's really the bottom line. And, you know, hats off to her. And, you know, she plays hard. And, you know, it's just one of those one of those things where we just we had a hard time matching up, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you said that time in and time out this year, a lot of problems you have sometimes with matchup. Sometimes it works to your advantage. One thing that I thought was different tonight, and you know this comes and goes. Last night, you had 9 threes. Tonight, I think you ended up with 1 3 in the fourth quarter. And from where I was sitting, there were a lot of three-point shots that were right on line. They were, I mean, they were dead center, just a little short, just a little strong.
Yep, shooting is a fickle thing sometimes, that's for sure. But by the same token, you got to give Auburn credit. I thought their defense, you know, we talk about how we improved throughout the season. Their defense to against us tonight was simply a lot better than it was in December, and so that's a credit to Coach Ferris and his staff and his players. And so we had a hard time finding good shots, and we didn't make all the ones that we did find, and so it's unfortunate, and we wish Auburn the best of luck.
And the thing of it was, I noticed when you amped it up on defense, there were a lot of times where they kind of got rattled, but then they settled back in. And after you've gotten a few turnovers, then it seemed like they got back in sync. And I think sometimes the well-timed timeout by a coach can settle a team down. You had to use a couple of them in the first half, and I know there was one of them that was nothing more than, hey, girls, let's settle in, let's play our game. And you could tell when they came out, the score may not have showed it, but they started playing with more confidence.
I agree. And, you know, Coach Ferris used his timeouts properly, and he does a nice job. You know, I give their girls credit for that matter. When the Smith girl got hurt, you know, their other guards, they stepped up and didn't let that pressure get to them either. And so, you know, it was a good team win for them.
If there was any lining to it, though, when that girl got hurt, your kids had been expending so much energy on defense, that was a good break for them to recharge their batteries a little bit.
I suppose that's true. You don't really want to take advantage of that situation. But, yeah, I suppose we did get a little rest there. But anyway, it was a good effort by both teams, and we wish them the best of luck.
And you've got some seniors that have played the last game for you. You want to go through with a few of them and give us a little bit of a synopsis of their careers?
Sure. Sydney Kenya, number 10, you know, she hit over 40 threes for us. In fact, her and Rachel this season are the number 1 and 2 three-point shooters in Carlinville history for a season. Happened the same season. So she was just behind Rachel, and so she's a good shooter. She's gotten better for sure, not only on the offensive end but on the defensive end. Taylor Wills, you know, is a terrific kid. She's a 4.0 student. You know, I coach the math team and that kind of thing. She is an unbelievable student, a great kid, great defender. Do anything for you, always a smile on her face. And she had an older sister, Kayla, who played 4 years in a similar capacity. And so it's one of those things where, you know, that's 8 years of that family, and I'm going
to
miss them.
I had to ask Kelly, I said, is that finally it for the Wills girls?
Yeah, and then a similar case would be Sydney Bates. You know, I've had a Bates girl on my team. This is my 12th year. I don't know if it's been 10 years or how many it's been, but it's been a lot. So I am certainly going to miss the Bates. And Sydney is, you know, if there was a Mount Rushmore of best defenders in Carlinville history, at least since I've been the coach, she'd be on that Mount Rushmore. There's no doubt about it. She'll guard you. And about as tough as they come. And then Natalie Kaganich, like Taylor Wills, is a tremendous student, great girl. You know, we do a thing called the 10,000 Shot Club every year. Natalie has been like a six-year member of that. She has transformed herself into a capable basketball player, and she had a good season this year, and we're proud of her. And then Emma Griffith is a lot of fun to be around, for one thing. And, you know, I don't know how to say this where it doesn't come out wrong, but Emma is just always a lot better than I think she is. And she produces, and she doesn't always do it in a beautiful way. But, you know, you look at the stat sheet at the end of it, and she's got 10 points and 8 rebounds, and you're like, yeah, we needed her in.
She doesn't have the vertical jump, but she knows how to get to where the ball's going to be. And if she's there, the only thing I can say is you better not be in her way.
Absolutely. She's a great kid. I appreciate you having me on, Gary. I'm going to try to say hello to some of these folks down here. Certainly appreciate all the support WSMI has given us this season. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what, Darren and Eve, thank you very much. As I said a couple of times earlier this year, I'll reiterate it. This was a ball club that brought their lunch pails to every practice and to every game, and you've gotten about as much out of them as you can. Congratulations on an outstanding season. And that is Darren Deneve. That's going to about do it from here at Litchfield High School, as Coach Deneve is going to go down and spend some time with his players and their parents before they all leave here. We're going to be leaving here pretty well, or pretty soon as well. However, before we get finished with all of our action here on WSMI tonight, we want to remind you, game two will be coming your way after we get finished with this one, as it'll be Hillsboro at Nokomis, a boys game coming your way on WSMI-FM. Tomorrow morning, remember, all the scores will come your way. Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 in the morning. WSMI Sports Saturday will come your way live at 9:03 a.m. on WSMI-FM 106. Then Sunday, Fighting Illini basketball comes your way as Penn State is at Illinois. The live broadcast comes your way at 5 o'clock on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. But we want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Litchfield High School for their hospitality this entire week, as we have enjoyed being here for the regional tournament. Of course, we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors for making these broadcasts possible. Without them, we're not able to bring you high school basketball. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jennifer Graham for producing tonight's game. One final time, Gary Boker from the Litchfield Regional Tournament, where the championship game goes in favor of the Auburn Trojans as they defeat the Carlinville Cavaliers 47-32. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.